Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. You can explode your income by just changing your mindset, going from hourly to a set fee. It's a very important business lesson that I learned and we deep dive into today. Here we go. Hello, I'm Alan Spicer, your favorite YouTube expert, and today we're talking business. In fact, today we're talking about how much you can earn in your business. Now, in the normal world, you go out, you get a job, which it means every morning you get up, you get washed and dressed, or in the evenings, whatever your shifts happen to be, you clock in at work, you work 9 till 5 or whatever, and you get paid a set fee per hour to do your job. No matter what your skill level, no matter what you do, you do what you are told, or you do what you're instructed and hired to do. There's nothing wrong with that. There's many people out there that get paid salaried or get paid an hourly rate and do quite well. They balance their finances, they earn a fair bit, but the problem with an hourly rate is that no matter how hard you work that hour, it's still capped at that hourly rate. It's still capped at your wage. For some people, career development or income raises isn't much of a problem. They clock in, they love their job, they clock out, they do what they need to do, they feel that they get compensated enough for what they do in their wage slip each month. The other way of earning income is that you have a product or a service and you sell that service. It's a set fee. Here you go, here's one teddy bear. That teddy bear will always be £15. Come and buy it. In my case, it's if you want a channel review or if you want a consultant or if you need help with social media or if you need to tap my brain at any point, I will charge you a fee or I'll arrange a fee with you, right? But normally it's a set fee for a set job. This does have its drawbacks. If I don't sell that product, if I don't sell that service, then I haven't got an hourly rate and I could shoot myself in the foot. That was kind of my problem when I was in web development. I would have a product at a set fee, and at some points during the year, that product weren't desirable. People aren't buying it because they don't want to buy a website when they're son or daughter's going to school and they need to pay for uniform, or it's coming up to Christmas, or it's coming up to birthdays, or people don't have money in January. So I had an issue. But this is the thing that switched my brain on, and this is the thing that exploded my income. Now, I'm not Tai Lopez. I'm not going to be stood in front of some kind of Lamborghini. I'm not buying new houses every day, but there is a significant difference between an income that I was on 3-4 years ago when I was struggling as a web developer through to what I'm doing now, which is I'm trading my skill for money, not my time for money. I'll repeat that because it's very important. I'm trading my skill that I've learned over the last 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years for a fee rather than you giving me an X amount of pennies or X amount of pounds per hour, no matter how skilled I am. But why is that important, Alan? Well, let's say right at the start when we first negotiated or when I first got that job, that 9 till 5, I could put out 3 videos a day. I could create them for you, I could optimize them for you, I could title them, I could edit them. And in that day, for example, let's say you pay me £10 an hour, right? And I'm doing 10 hours worth of work, that's £100. That's around about £33 per video. Now, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, I've got better at my job. My videos are hopefully slicker, my audio's better, I can edit faster. Now, let's go back. I'm working for you 10 hours a day at £10 per hour, and now I can put out 2 videos an hour. That now means I'm making 20 videos just for you. My new skill, my new ability, has now shot me in the foot because I could, in theory, be charging £33 per video at 20 videos. That's £600 or £700 based on my skill rather than an hourly rate. So in your mindset, if you have a control over this, right, don't price into your quotes an hourly rate. Quote them a package price that you can do, what you can do within that box. Be fair, but factor in your skill level. They might be able to go elsewhere to get 3 videos for £5 a pop. But are they quality? How quickly can they edit them? Can they tweak them? At the end of the day, if you're charging them £10 per hour to do a video, and it takes you 2 hours to do that video initially, that's 20 quid. If you get better over 5 years and it takes you half an hour to do one video, you can then charge them £5. Or you switch the switch in your brain and you realize that your time is worth that money. So no matter what, you charge them £20 from day one. And initially, it is 20 quid. And by the end, because of your skill level, you've now made 20 quid in half an hour, which means now you can stack another 3 clients on top of that, or 3 more videos on top of that. So now it's 80 quid versus 20 quid, all because you got better, all because you've charged by the service and not by the hour. One of my biggest problems when I was doing web development is I'd price it in hours, I'd price it in the job, the manpower, the time it would take us, rather than the skill that we needed to do it that quickly. So, if you want to 10 times your income, you need to figure out how you can charge for a service, a package, what you can do, and how you can get better at that while still delivering value to your clients. And once you figure that out, maybe it's time for you to start your business, because there's a video there that obviously you've watched to prime yourself to get ready. And I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.